Hello, my name is John McCurdy, and I'd like to thank you for your interest in my work. If you enjoy this copyrighted recording, you can find it and much more on my website at johnmccurdy.com. Now I invite you to get comfortable, relax, take a deep breath, and enjoy the program. I am that I am. I am the soul of John, the divinity of John. I am the essence, the all of John. And dear friend, if you allow it, I speak also on behalf of your own soul. For no matter when you listen to this or read this, if you allow it, your own consciousness, your own energies are mixed into this message. We've talked a great deal here. About living. About how your job as the human is to let go of the controls of your life. And allow your soul to take over. So that you can truly live. How many people actually live in this world right now? Not very many. Most people are sleepwalking. They're going through the motions of life. That they're so desperate to get ahead. To somehow satisfy the deep longing that drives them. That they never live right now. They spend their time seeking money, seeking power, seeking the so often just seeking to survive. And along the way, they forget to live. They forget that they're missing the whole point of being here. Oh, it's okay. Chasing after the future is an experience in itself. But it's an experience that gets boring very fast, gets tiring. It's like that train we talked about a few channels back. There's a whole train behind the locomotive. It's lounge cars, sleeping cars, filled with luxury, filled with all of the comforts you can imagine, and then some. Rolling past the most incredible scenery. Visiting the most incredible places. But you're spending all of your time up front in the locomotive. Staring out the windshield at all the monsters coming at you. Trying your best to avoid them and usually just crashing right into them. Ah, that's not what you're here for, dear friend. What I'm asking you to do is to let go of the controls. Let me take them. I know how to get past those monsters. Those monsters can't even see me, and I'm you. When I have the controls, they won't bother us. And then you can go back into the train. Oh, the train. The whole train is me. And you can enjoy life like you have never, ever experienced life before. But first, you've got to let go of the controls. You've got to turn your train over to me. Because you see, that's what this is all about right now. If you're here listening to this channel, to this message, then you're already in this process of changing over from the sleepwalking human. You've already woken up from the dream. And now you could just die and be done with it right now, but you've chosen something different. Many of you have. You've chosen to turn this into a lucid dream. To stay in the dream for a time. In full consciousness. Fully awake. Knowing that you're not that human in the dream. You're me. The dreamer. You are me, dear friend. Your soul, your divinity, I am you. If you let that in, I always have been you. But we've maintained sort of a little partition in your consciousness. so that you could have the full experience of being human, being asleep in this human dream, not being disturbed by the rest of you, of me. And now you've woken up. You've begun to sense me. We're slowly taking that partition away. Now you're me. You still keep trying to drive your train as though you're that human. And it doesn't work. You crash and burn. You have those dark days that we spoke about in our last message. And you don't need to, dear friend. Oh, you'll still have some more, but you don't need to. At any point, you can simply turn the controls over to me. Go back there and enjoy the ride. Enjoy the scenery and the view. What a grand, grand time to be alive on Earth. Especially when you understand what's going on. And if you let me in, if you let me drive, you will understand what's going on in a whole new way. And you'll begin to see and to experience how grand a time this is. You see those dark days. Those days when the dragon gets in your face and you feel like shit. They're because you grabbed onto the controls again. Yeah. You thought you had good reasons. There were fears came up. Old memories came up. Your mind made up some stories about how what was happening now felt an awful lot like those things that happened in the past. And it looks like things are going to happen that you don't like. And you don't know what to do about it. You feel like a failure. Feel ashamed for making the wrong decisions yet again. Causing someone else to feel hurt. For receiving criticism from someone. What if they're right? You ask. And I'm wrong. Well, that's going to make you feel bad every single time. Because there's no such thing as right or wrong. Everybody is right for their own self. And everybody is wrong when they try to apply that to someone else. That doesn't mean that what someone else says can't be true for you, but it's up to you to decide that, to feel that. And when they're criticizing you, it's not true. It's never true. Because you are me. I am divine. And I don't make mistakes. Let that in. Now, I don't make mistakes. And neither do you. You simply create experiences. It's no mistakes. It's just experiences. Sometimes other people feel hurt because of your choices. Their friend, that's about them. You didn't make a mistake. You just created an experience for yourself, and somebody else joined into that experience in whatever way they chose. Ah, that's going to ruffle a few feathers. But that's okay. It's time for them to be ruffled. Because nobody here is a victim. You don't even have the power to make someone a victim of you. That's totally up to them. And by the same token, they do not have the power to make you a victim. That's up to you. That's up to your choice of whether or not to realize that it's all your energy and it's all serving you. Someone does something, you feel betrayed or hurt. It's not because of what they did. They don't have the power to hurt you. But you have the power to hurt yourself by believing that it's their energy, that they did it, that they somehow hurt you. When you realize that it's your energy. Even that person, what you see of them, what you experience of them, it's your own energy. Your energy might be somehow touching their consciousness. Showing you a representation of their own feelings and experience. It's still yours. And it's your choice whether your energy can hurt you or not. Entirely your choice. What does it mean to live? Because that's the key, dear friend. That's the key to embodying your divinity here on earth. It is to allow yourself, to allow your divinity to live here on earth. What does that mean? First of all, it means allowing your divinity to drive. Because it has the perspective that you, the human, doesn't. Oh, there are many things that you, the human, understand that your divinity doesn't. And it wants to hear those. It wants to know those things. But you don't help your divinity to understand those things by taking over the controls. Yeah, but to understand those things by letting it feel you. You see, the energies of life, they're all your energies and they're all serving you all the time. But they serve whatever it is you give your attention to. We've talked about this before. Whatever you give your attention to is what the energies serve. Now, most people hear that and they say, okay, if I can just think enough about what I want, then I'll get it. Doesn't work that way. You see, your thoughts, well, they're just little thought forms. They don't have very much power of attention. You can think, I see that new car and I love that new car all day long. It's not going to bring that new car into your driveway. If there's someone in your life who has disappointed you somehow or hurt you, or that you just don't like, you can think, I like that person, I like that person, I like that person, all day long. It's not going to change anything. Because those thoughts have no energy behind them. If anything, they're reinforcing the opposite. Because where your attention really is on trying to fix the fact that you don't like that person or that they hurt you. You're thinking about the new car. Where your attention really is, no matter what you're thinking, where your attention really is on how much you don't like your old car. You can tell where your attention is by paying attention to how you feel. Pay attention to your emotions. Your emotions are a direct result of the thoughts you're thinking that actually mean something to you. Something scares you. You feel the emotion of fear. Well, guess where your attention is? It's right there in that fear. And you can think, I'm not afraid. Until the cows come home, as they say. You're still going to be afraid. You're still going to be feeding and attracting whatever it is you're afraid of. Another teacher that meant a lot to John in years past, called Abraham, had a beautiful metaphor for emotions. They said, if you're feeling a negative emotion, well, let's back up. They said, your emotions are a beautiful guidance system. But not in the way you think. Most people go around and they feel a negative emotion and they run the other way. And then they wonder why whatever it is they're running from just gets bigger. If you're feeling an emotion that you don't like, if you're feeling fear, anger, sadness, it means that your attention is on something that you don't want. And so the energies, your energies, are serving you by feeding that very thing. If you feel the more positive emotions, the ones you like better, that means your attention is on something that you like. And you're expanding that. The energies are serving that. So it's useful to pay attention to your emotions. Oh, the emotions themselves are absolutely not the truth. They are mental reactions to the... I've talked before about stories. The stories are the things that get your attention. The stories, in particular, that you don't even know you're telling yourself over and over again. That you're living out because you're so used to them. Your emotions, they have no truth about what's actually happening in your life. But they do tell you what direction, for lack of a better word, you are creating in this moment. They tell you where your attention is focused, because it isn't where your thoughts are, where your conscious thoughts are. It isn't where your eyes are looking. It's on something much deeper. It's a deeper part of you. So what is the solution? You can't solve this in your mind. What you can do is become aware of it. And dear friend, awareness, simple awareness, solves everything. Another word for it is consciousness. And that's who you are. It's your essence. When you bring your consciousness, when you bring your awareness to anything, your awareness balances it out. But when you become aware of something and then you jump in as the human and start trying to fix it, balance it yourself, that just throws everything even more out of balance. Because you, the human, do not have the ability to balance out the energies of life. But when you simply become aware of something and let it be, that brings me in, your soul. That brings my attention. And nothing can stay unbalanced under my, within my awareness. Nothing can stay unbalanced within my awareness. Unless you jump in and try to balance it yourself as the human. And then I step back, I watch you play, I gather the wisdom, and I pick up the pieces when you crash and burn. And on we go again. If you can step back a little, just observe. Just be aware. Of the emotions you're feeling. Of the things happening in your life. Just be aware and observe. Nothing more. Don't get involved. Just observe. You'll be amazed at how things balance out. That's how you live, dear friend. Ah, there's this thing John keeps running into. He can do that for a time. But there's this thing called time. And while you're in human form on Earth, this thing called time is a huge part of who you are. At least it seems that way. So you go through time and you have all these experiences along the way, and for a while, you're pretty good at remembering to just observe. But over time, things get closer to home and things happen that feel more personal, and you start forgetting. You get caught up in it again. John usually catches himself pretty fast these days. Steps back. Becomes the observer again. The eager observer. Not knowing where his life is going, but eager to find out. Eager to live right here, right now. And then things smooth out again. The human, one of the reasons time is so strong and such a big, boring issue for the human. It's because the human wants so much to know what's going to happen in the future. Their friend, it doesn't work. Not anymore. Back in the human dream, you could make plans. Based on those plans and on your success, in varying degrees of fulfilling those plans, you could kind of know where you were headed. Now, there were always things that could jump up out of seeming nowhere and change everything, but for the most part, you could kind of have an idea of where you were going. Dear friend, where you are now, it doesn't work. Now, there's some things you can know. You can know that you are eternal. You can know that no matter what happens to your human, you still exist. You can know that everything is changing. But you're not going to understand how it's changing or what you're changing into. You can't. Not until it happens. So the human obsesses on what's going to happen next and forgets to live right now. Human is desperate to understand. It's just trying to be safe. It's just trying to keep you safe. But you need to understand that it doesn't work anymore. Not for you. What works is to be here now. To live now. Because when you're living now, hey, you're creating the future. You're creating it according to what has your attention right now, to what you're choosing to live. Now you keep trying to become the creator that you are. Keep thinking, how can I create my life? Feels like it's all created by other people now, but how can I become the creator that I am, that I know I'm supposed to be? Dear friend, you already are. You already are the creator, and it's time for you to really hear that. You already are the creator. You have created everything in your life, everything that you are experiencing right now or that you ever have experienced. You created that. You created it according to where you chose to put your attention. Because wherever your attention is, that's where the energies of life, of you, go. And mostly, your energies so far have been going toward battling those imaginary monsters up in front of your train. So what do you think you've been experiencing? More monsters in your life. So what's the solution? It's a step back. Let go of the controls. You're not doing yourself any favors by holding onto those controls. You don't have the ability to drive your train successfully. It's like going from driving a car to driving a jumbo jet. What do you think's going to happen? You're going to crash over and over again. Crash and burn. Come back for another one and crash and burn again. Because you're not trained for that. You don't have the skill or the ability for that. But you have the solution built right in. You can walk into that jumbo jet. Instead of going up into the cockpit, you go back into the luxury lounge that I've created for you. And you sit down with your friends. You enjoy the beautiful meals that I prepare for you. You look out the windows at the beautiful scenery going past. Explore the amazing places that we go to. My dear friend, oh, I can already hear so many of you. I know, I wish I could afford to go here or to go there or to live like that. Well, now you're at the controls again. And guess what's getting created? You can't afford to go anywhere. Dear friend, within your life, right now, in this moment, is everything you need to have a more beautiful and amazing experience than you can even imagine. It's all here, right now. Look around you. There's something there. That's beautiful to you. There's something there that you can enjoy. It might not seem like much, but it doesn't matter. As you begin to look for the things in your life that you can enjoy right now, just the way it is, without changing anything except your attitude and your perspective. You start looking for those things. Start actively choosing to enjoy them. Those energies, our energies, they take notice. They start serving those things. They start bringing in more things like those. And your life starts to change. You might look around with your human eyes. It might all look the same. You might have that old beat-up car in your driveway. How many times have you thanked it for taking you to beautiful places? You might live in a dumpy apartment. Feels like it's about to fall down. How many times have you thanked it for being a roof over your head, for keeping you warm, for giving you a safe place to go through your transformations. You might be struggling with your job. How many times have you looked for the things in your job that are there to enjoy? Oh, that can be hard. But when you do, either you're going to have a lot better experience at your job, or your job's going to come to an end very quickly, and you're going to find yourself doing something even better. Now, some days are very intense for the human. Some days, well, there are those shit days, dragon days, dark days that we talked about in our last message. You're gonna feel like shit. What do you do on those days? Well, look around. You can fight with yourself, you can argue with yourself, or with others. That's just going to make the energy serve those things and those arguments. You can take a deep breath, say, I feel like shit today, and I'm okay with that. And then you just observe. You might feel like going for a walk. You might feel like crawling in bed. Trust that. You might find yourself crying a lot. Trust that too. Your mind's gonna argue a lot. Let it. Don't fight it. Just let it. But know that it's okay. It isn't your mind that creates a reality. John finds that a good book is a big help. Or a movie. By good book, we don't mean what most people call good books. We mean an interesting, engaging story, a fantasy, something that has little or no meaning in present life, but is engaging and takes his mind away so that it's not struggling with what's here. That's a good kind of distraction, dear friend. Because it helps your mind to relax. Helps you to relax. A movie, series on Netflix, any of those things can be wonderful, beautiful distractions when life is feeling really rough. Can you let yourself do that without guilt? Can you let yourself binge watch a series on occasion, or get lost in a good novel just because it takes your mind away. Gives it something fun to think about other than your problems. And that gives your problems a chance to resolve themselves. No, you're not going to get lost. Sometimes John worries that he gets too lost in his novels, but he doesn't. He can feel when there's things that need his attention. It's one reason he sticks to books instead of movies and videos. Because it's easier to put a book down. You can come back to it. A moment here, a moment there. Or sometimes more. Helps him to get through the intensity of what's happening right now. Helps to keep his mind calmed down. And in the meantime, I'm taking care of everything. His life is moving forward. He's exactly on track. Exactly where we want to be. And everything is unfolding beautifully and perfectly. And we bring in the dragon every now and then to show us what we need to look at. And we look at it. We let it into our awareness. And then we let it resolve itself. We don't need to fix it. We simply let these so-called problems resolve themselves. And they do. And we go on living life together as one, as divinity embodied on earth. John says, well, if I'm already divinity embodied on earth, why does my body hurt so much? Why do I have so little energy? Because we're going through a process. It takes time to do it without totally destroying the human. That process is my job, it's not John's job. Thankfully, John knows that. Mostly he stays out of the way so that I, his divinity, gradually bringing myself. No, the words don't really fit. It would be slightly more accurate to say that gradually absorbing the human into myself. So that I can then project myself as a human onto earth, but not as a human that has ever existed before. So that I can be fully awake within the dream. So that I can be fully divine while still playing in the human dream. Someday we'll have more words to describe what is happening. But it's never been done before, so even I, in a way, am still guessing at what it's going to look like. Because nobody's fully done it before. But we're doing it. We are doing it. Dear friend, if you let it happen, you and your soul are doing it as well. So how to live, to truly live, is to step back. Be the observer. Choose to actively engage with the things that make you happy. Your life is full of them, dear friend, right here, right now. Nothing needs to change, and your life is still full of things that make you happy. Pay attention to them. Engage with them. Step back from all the other things, all the other things that worry you so much, that scare you so much. Step back. Turn your attention to the things that you enjoy. Just observe the other things. It's not about running away from them or getting them out of your life. Just bring your awareness to them. Bring my awareness to them. And then engage with the things that make you happy. Even if that's crawling in bed and sleeping all day. Or if it's going for a hike. Curling up with a good book, whatever it is, binge watching a TV show, doesn't matter. Engage with what makes you happy in this moment. You don't need money. And it's time to stop using that for an excuse. You have abundance. You have abundance everywhere you look. You get so hung up as the human on not having enough money. Dear friend, it's not about having enough money. It's about engaging with the things that make you happy right now, right here. The money you need will be there when you need it. Unless you're worrying about it. Unless you're failing to live because you're scared of running out of money. That's been a difficult one for John to get. But he's gotten it. And he may not have lots and lots of money in the bank, but he doesn't care very much anymore because he knows it'll always be there when he needs it. And it always is. It's not about the money, dear friend. Stop waiting for it. Stop worrying about it. Stop using it as an excuse in your life. Can't do that because I don't have enough money. I can't enjoy myself today because I don't have enough money. I have to slave away at something I can't stand because I don't have enough money. No, you don't. You just have to start looking for the abundance that is already in your life and engage with that. Let me handle everything else. Your soul. That's living. If you do that, it'll lead you to a life you can't even imagine. Let me drive, dear friend. Just open up. Open up. Open up to you, just the way you are. Ninety-9% of the struggle in your life, if not 100%, is all about you. Trying to fix or change yourself. Instead of simply opening up to who you are. To how you are. To what you are. Just the way you are. That's your job, dear friend. Open up to you. Allow you. Allow what you don't like or what you think needs improving or fixing to be just how it is. It's not your job. It is not your job. It is absolutely not your job to improve you, to fix you. To make yourself better in any way. It's not your job. That's my job. Your soul. Can you let me do it? And you do. You're going to discover a whole new life that will absolutely thrill you. And amaze you. Just let it happen. That's all. I am complete for now. Blessings to you, dear friend. And so it is.